Okay. We are set. It is going. Aren't you impressed?
Yes, I am.
I'm impressed.
Sure.
We are here talking about, I forget exactly what Mark says, but we are here talking about the movie called The Host. I am Richard.
Rudy. Steve.
Jane.
Mira.
Fatima.
Okay, The Host.
Who would like to start?
You start. Okay. I really liked it. I thought it was so many different emotions, so much tongue-in-cheek, kind of, so much comedy, but then real serious, and then it just changed emotionally a lot going through the movie. I thought the creature was very clumsy, but very well done.
I loved the creature.
Yeah, the creature was just amazing.
He was actually inside of a digestive system. I think that's what it was, actually.
Was it supposed to be a squid?
A what? No.
I mean, just a thing.
Just something that mutated into whatever it was, and I don't know how quickly it mutated. And I think there were a lot of like political references to like government secrets and like how they send misinformation at the end, and how because of misinformation this guy gets his head drilled into it. And then comes back, and it was, I think it was a lot about family too, and how family comes through for you even though you might be with a screwed up family. And I mean, there was just a lot going on in this movie, and it was really well done and really well put together, I thought. And it's a genre that should come back, hopefully, and it was really well done for that kind of genre.
And sort of leveraging your comment about a reference to family, I thought this was so wonderfully well acted. I thought these people were so believable, and just really you could see how much they cared for each other, and that was done so well. I was just so impressed with the acting of all of these people. It was so believable. I was just moved by it, and I was just so on my, you know, I was just so into the film, and hence I even wrenched my back at one point when, you know, during one of the scary moments, you know, when the monster or when this thing comes along. I was so impressed by the acting.
Mm-hmm.
Just really, really delightful. Just really terrific.
Can't catch, but yeah, I really loved the family thing too, especially since everybody was really flawed. And they were actually all very alienated from each other, and so that whole thing about how they pulled together. I also thought it was really stunning visually. It changed color palettes in the film. It started out when they were on the beach with all those really bright colors, yellows and blues and pinks, all clashing, and then as the film progressed, they got into all these different kind of more mono, not quite monochromatic, but there were whole large sections of the film that were like in shades of grays and whites and blacks, and then the whole thing around the secrecy with the health issues. They were always like they were dressed in white, and they were wearing clothing that was very dull in that, and I found it really interesting. I might not have even noticed, except I was so struck by the beginning of the film with all these flamboyant, brilliant, clashing colors, and how that seemed very much like a very contemporary palette. And then how, as the movie progressed, and you just got those sections of just grays and grays and grays and grays, so that if anything was in color, it would really stand out.
God, I totally missed that. I didn't register that.
About the color, the contrast disappears. That's what you're saying, am I right? The contrasting colors disappear. And
yeah, they mute. Do they get muted?
More subdued and dark and gray and green. And
yeah, there
blue,
were whole sections
dark.
And like that. Yeah.
So the age of yellow comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yellow.
Very yellow.
There is one question I have. What's his name? Survive that thing they did to him in his brain,
yeah,
and come out stronger. that's a license, I guess.
You could get into the determination of the love of a mother for the child, the love of a father for his child.
Yeah,
I suppose.
You could kind of get into things how a woman could pick up a Volkswagen because her son or her child
right.
is trapped underneath, and
that's
you
a
could
metaphor.
Get into
yes,
things
right.
like that.
I agree. Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of. It's. I mean, it's to me. I wasn't taking this movie literal and things like that
right.
because this movie stepped beyond limits a lot of times with things that were happening.
Yeah, but they were going to just well, they sucked out his brain
remove,
or something.
Remove a sample from his brain.
Yeah.
Did you
well, that's
get
where the virus was. Yeah.
You didn't yeah. get piece. You know, like the whole thing with. What do they call it? You know, I'm blacking out.
The
lobotomies and stuff like that. Not everybody
the lobotomy is something that
a lot of people
cripples you mentally.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, there's this whole thing about how injury. I mean, I'm just that injuries to parts of the brain bring out different aspects of different personalities.
They made him stronger.
Go ahead.
They made him stronger. I mean, you know, it's like, I was like you, I had to take it with a grain of sand. And my friend was going like, he's awake during this, and yeah, they do brain surgery when you're awake. They actually do. Yeah.
But it was also, it was consistent with earlier in the film where they had given him expected to die from
anesthesia.
And he just wasn't.
Yeah,
so I mean, he was so committed to his daughter.
So the father explained to the brother, he's good, he has this special thing, be considerate, be nice
yeah.
to him, he's a sweet man, he's a good man,
mm-hmm.
he is peculiar in his habits or whatever he does or says, but he's good, he's a good person, and you have to consider, give him more consideration.
Right.
So among his strengths,
and they're well asleep.
I'm just thinking one scene that was one of my favorite scenes in the movie. That's all. Go ahead and finish. So I'm sorry.
I don't know where I was going.
When they had the shrine of all the people who died, the monster,
oh, right.
and the family in front of them, and when they were going through their grief, it was hysterical.
You know, that
was
improvised.
So funny.
Oh, really? That all of that tumbling around, all that, it was a lot of that was improvised.
And they'd be yelling at me, "What are you taking my picture?" I thought it was just so hysterical, and that's why I think it's emotionally this movie was just so bizarre because here it was, they were going through this grief, but they filmed it in such a way that it was funny.
It was funny.
You're right about people said something about the family. You said family.
Yeah, yeah.
You spoke with family.
Yeah.
This was centered on the human. It was focused on the human aspect of the characters in the story, as opposed to other monster movies that are focused on the scientific aspect
and
destruction
right.
of the monster
yeah.
and catching a monster. Here, they were not interested in catching the monster, exactly. I mean, there weren't brigades
right.
after the monster with bombs and things.
Well, they kind of were.
They were the army
in the background.
But the story centers on the,
right.
on the people.
Yeah.
And they center on the recuperating the girl.
Recovering,
rescuing the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that part I liked a lot.
Yeah.
It was totally different,
it's true. And as a result, the monster was. It wasn't like the monster was sympathetic, but the monster seemed almost natural in a way to me. It was just some big old creature that wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept noticing, like, the guy with the blonde hair. Did you notice everything he ate was, like, grotesque? He kept pulling, like, weird snaily things out of cans and pulling tentacles off of things.
Oh, like when he pulled the tent leg up
Yeah.
But it's really hard to know how much that's in the culture, though, that they...
But I think they were
Korean snails like that out of cans. I mean
that's true. But in
I'm
the
not
movie where
you.
But I think that everything in the movie was deliberate, and the director was very aware of the slimy nature of the kind of food that he was eating. But I was also thinking he had never been called upon to do anything before. You know, it's like for instance, the archer was called upon to go to certain resources within himself, and she failed. She was flawed.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Did she
panic?
Is that what happened to her? Does she panic in her last?
Was there a contest? I think she panicked
at her
contest.
She just panicked.
But they said she was flawed that way. They said she's done this before, and she was just flawed that way.
Yeah,
and the other one was a failure somehow, wasn't it?
He was an unemployed university guy, a drunkard. And you know, I mean, they all had these serious flaws, but that guy that maybe became dull because he hadn't had enough nutrition and stuff like that. He never had been actually. Nobody knew what his resources really were. He'd never been challenged. Yeah, he'd never been.
In fact, he spent the whole first 10 minutes of the movie with it asleep.
To me, the little girl was the most heroic, if you want to say anything about that, in the movie. I mean, here's this little girl gets captured by this creature, and she's thinking about trying to get out of there.
And she was, again, she was so good, the actress.
She was really good.
She was so, so excellent.
So it was a good thing that she died, and the boy survived. It would have been too sweet for her to be saved.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
It would be too Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah. But and then another one Rudy was touching on about them not going into the scientific aspect of this movie, which they really didn't, because remember when they showed people were catching this virus or got something, they never explained anything about what they really had.
And some people got it, but actually the guy was the only one who had symptoms, right?
Yes, but he never really got anything. Yeah, yeah. The guy, his father said, well, you don't take a bath. Because you don't take a bath.
But after that, it was more. Yeah, but the thing is, there was scientific stuff in there.
But the focus of the movie was the family.
Right. Yeah. But because I thought, like, the whole idea of the host, I didn't realize the United States was such a prevalent presence in Korea still. We were talking about this. And to me, I thought that the host was actually
us.
No, we were the parasite, and Korea was the
host. Okay.
And we were, and the Americans. That Korea was the host, and that the Americans were the parasites feeding off of Korea. Because apparently there's been a lot of anger in Korea that the U.S. presence has adversely affected their economy. And there's been demonstrations and stuff in Korea against Americans. Mm. They don't want them in there. And that whole thing, like, this, when they do get into the scientific aspect of it, it's all, like, you know, harmful. Like the formaldehyde, that was an actual thing that happened, apparently. The American told a Korean to...
The trailers, I just want to remind, did you see the trailers of that movie about one of those times when they're emptying bottles into the sink
and went into the river,
chemicals into the, and it's going into a river,
and that's where the creature gets born because of the toxic chemicals in the water.
Human responsibility. But apparently that happened, and there were demonstrations in Korea too. There was a lot of anger.
Isn't the one thing I think politically too is that I think South Korea feels that if we weren't involved with their country so much, they might merge with North Korea again, which I think a lot of South Koreans want to eventually do. But they think that our presence there kind of hinders
it.
Really, what do they think what's going to happen in terms of the kind of government they're going to have?
Well, I just think that because we're so involved in their country, and North Korea is just so anti-American, that it just doesn't open up for us to happen.
Without us, they might be able to have a rough something out.
Yes, and do something. As far as political aspects of maybe the host and the parasite.
Someone said the monster was clumsy. What do you mean?
Well, he just kind of like flopped around.
I thought he would just slide into things.
It was like a professional trapeze artist.
I wondered
how did they do that? I'm sure it's digital or something. How the heck did they get that?
I thought it was
anybody to anything.
And the dives when it's running, and then all of a sudden comes to this embankment and it'll go.
I mean, how about that beginning when they see something under the water and they're throwing food at it? And they're taking pictures with their camera.
Before it comes out.
Hysterically funny, yeah.
And what about the guy who's committing suicide?
The guy up there, you're right.
You don't even see that?
Yeah, I do.
But you think he's committed suicide, but then you think he's not, and he's just looking at what's in the water, and then he jumps.
Yeah. He was off the bridge almost.
Yeah.
On the outside.
And it was way in the background, right? I'm trying to remember. I remember looking down and all that, but it was kind of like off screen, wasn't it, when he jumped finally? Other stuff was going. Am I wrong? I don't remember. I don't remember when he actually jumped.
There were two guys yelling at him when he was going to jump, and he was yelling back at him,
he jumped.
He definitely jumped. He kind of said something like, see you later, or something like that. He jumped.
Yeah.
He definitely jumped.
Maybe that's Nancy.
I bet it is. Vanessa, I thought the monster was really well done. I think the only weakness of the monster was perhaps when it was set on fire. For some reason, the look of the fire didn't work so well.
It was detached almost around it, but not on it.
But other than that, I thought it just
worked
really well. Yeah,
I was very fascinated by that monster.
Of course, the girl does her thing. The sister, when she shoots the arrow with the fire.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Did you see the host?
No. I wanted to, but...
Would you like to comment on the host anyway?
Sure. you got the recorder?
Yeah, a few words anyway.
Well, tell me what we know about the host.
Well, I think
we've been talking about it.
We've done been doing it.
Yeah, we've come
to it. So summarize.
We all thought it was, we loved that it was about family more than about monsters per se, and then there was the element of, you know, the environmental toxic, blah, blah, and then there was the element of...
Nancy's always good. Look at that.
The last day of Passover.
Oh, they're macaroni.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Now, everybody liked it.
I want to see it.
It's complex. It's a silly monster movie.
Yeah. Good. Like, I'm not into monster movies, and this movie is.
I really am.
Are you?
I am.
I hope to see it.
I
thought it was really good.
Don't you think there's a big difference?
There's quite a bit of overlap.
Overlap, yes.
Between
horror and movies and monster movies.
Oh, yeah.
A monster movie can be a horror movie, but isn't necessarily.
Yes, it is.
I sort of got the impression that maybe the page turner is a bit of a horror film.
A horrible film.
Right.
What's that?
That's more psychological.
The page turner could be classified as a horror film.
Mm-hmm. That's horrifying. And that is horrifying.
What's horrifying?
No, horror films have an element of the supernatural.
The psychological thing.
But that's more psychological.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the horror films have a lot of the slashing and stuff. The other thing is
not necessarily.
But that's true. But
slashers is a different genre, and there can be some overlap there too.
What kind of genre is that?
That's where some homicidal maniac is out to get you.
What do you call that genre?
Slasher.
Or bloody? Horror?
No. But there's a certain kind of pacing that appears a lot in horror movies that I kept waiting for this movie to have, and it didn't have it, and I was so glad.
The host. What were you looking for?
Cliche of pacing in horror movies.
Right.
Where there's kind of like, something's hidden, you know it, they don't. Then there's an acceleration of energy, something really scary happens. Then they pause and they're laughing, they got away, you know, everything like that. And then out of nowhere, boom, you're in the middle of the energy again. And he didn't do that in this film.
This was right up front.
I loved it.
Yeah,
because I kept being thrown off because you do become accustomed to that kind of pacing.
So this is a book called Men, Women, and Chainsaws.
Oh, I read that.
I have a bunch of
gender and horror
films.
Gender and horror films. The modern horror film.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually the
she talks about slasher films, actually.
Awesome. Mary should be here for this.
Oh, she likes horror films?
Yeah.
So I think we have five thumbs up for
the host.
The host.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I can perhaps sneak in a thumbs down from Mark.
Mm. He did not like it.
Oh, that's right. He said it. He said it. Yeah. He wanted.
What did he say?
He didn't like it.
He didn't elaborate. We chatted only briefly.
He wasn't very happy. But, the first night when we chose it. No.
Oh, okay.
But he knew he wasn't going to like it, and then he didn't like it.
Ellen and Sandy won tonight. We chose it.
Right.
With what, though? I was very happy that we saw it. It's just
no, I'm glad to have seen it. I wouldn't have seen it if it hadn't been chosen. Though it's true, the previews were so intriguing.
Mm-hmm. And apparently it was very popular. Was it popular at the Sundance Film Festival? Is that where it got good?
I don't know. It may have been. Mm. If it was, it was this year, and I didn't go this year, so I don't know. Mm.
All right, shall we call a quote on that one?
Okay.
All right.